And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend, we're featuring Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dori Beetz talking about things like emergency planning. We are just wrapping up. We're still in the midst of the fire season. Had the wrapping up kind of some of the major parts of the fire season that we've witnessed earlier. And drought remains an issue in Tuolumne County and across California as well. And Dori Beetz, the next question I'll ask you, is that something that you're continuing to monitor in your office?
Yes, our office does monitor drought. Obviously, Tuolumne County is no stranger to drought. We have seen in previous years, 2014 to 2017, we did have some impacts locally here as a result. Last year, the Board of Supervisors did proclaim a local state of emergency as a result of drought impacts. We started to see a few of our residents providing input through an intake form that we provide currently right now on our webpage for those folks that are seeing whether a failure in their well or that their wells are drying out. And so we continue to monitor that. We encourage anyone within Tuolumne County that has a well to make sure you go to our webpage under the Office of Emergency Services and look for the drought. There is an intake form and some questions that we ask, or you can call our office directly, 209-533-6395. Drought seems to be a continuing issue and a risk and a hazard that we have here in Tuolumne County. I don't think the projected rainfall is going to help us out this winter. I think we will continue to see impacts, and as a result, we are looking at providing some services to those individuals. The last round, we provided water delivery, bottled water, even installed some tanks. We're looking at applying for grant funding from the state to do similar types of programs. We are also partnering with RCD and also the T-STAN IRWM in a project for water bottling or filling stations for those individuals. So yes, we continue to intake the impact from the community and also look for some solutions that we can provide and some assistance we can provide for individuals.
Yeah, so pray for rain, but prepare for the worst.
Yes, absolutely. That's part of our job is to track that and also to look for funding to assist those individuals impacted.
I've also heard a little bit of mention about something like the Great Shakeout. Is that something happening in Tuolumne County?
Yeah. So California has the Great Shakeout. It's always that fourth Friday or the third Friday in October. So it'll be October 20th this year at 10:20 a.m. We're encouraging everyone to kind of, you know, practice, you know, what would happen if we get impacted by an earthquake. California definitely has seen earthquakes. Tuolumne County, while we don't have the big infrastructure that you would find in an urban area that could be impacted by an earthquake, we definitely will feel earthquakes here. And so in this particular year, we are teaming up with our partners at T-Cares, which is our local ham radio group, to test out our communications in the event of major disruption like an earthquake that would affect, you know, a large part of California. And so we are going to work with them, and we will be issuing out a scenario type of message that will be going out to all of their ham radio operators, not only within Tuolumne County, but we are partnering with some of our other neighboring counties. If communications, cell phones, landlines go down, we will use ham radios to get information out to the public and through the communities. So we're really excited about a neighborhood radio watch program that they are working on. And we really hope to practice and test whether or not we can get out to certain communities in that type of an event.
So you're always preparing for events in the community. Is a big part of your job also, you know, seeking grants that the state or federal government may offer?
Yes. Emergency services, as I said, is focused a lot on preparedness, response, assisting those individuals and those agencies during an event, and obviously recovering. But there's a big part of that circle. We call it whole community, and it is about mitigation. And so we're trying to look for grants to lessen the impact of natural or man-made disasters. And so we are currently right now working on a couple of grants that are due today. We just wrapped up one last week. That will bring about $21 million to Tuolumne County in home hardening project. It's a FEMA hazard mitigation grant. It's a pilot project. We would be the fourth county in the state for this particular project, and we hope to help roughly 415 homes harden their home and create more of a wildfire defense in their community. And so we're excited about that. We put the grant application in. There's no guarantees we'll get it, but we work really hard, and we hopefully will know in a couple months. The other grant we're working on is a community wildfire defense grant. One of the number one calls we get from residents is about defensible space. And defensible space is regulated by a state, and that is that 100 foot around your home. But we have a lot of folks who do not have the finances, or might be an elderly demographic that physically cannot do the work on their own and really need that assistance. And so we are applying for a large grant to help individual private homeowners in those situations do their defensible space. We also have received two grants, one that is specific to wildfire communications and outreach, and we've added on. We now have three of us within Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. So this particular individual, his name is Sean Hembry. He just started last week, and he will work with many of our wildfire organizations, support FireWise communities, and really look for some long-term solutions and how we can be a wildfire resilient county. The other area that we just received funding on is specific to evacuation. And we know that we have multiple communities that do not have a secondary egress. So we want to improve upon the roadside brushing to those communities to make sure that we can get not only first responders in, but the community members out in a safe manner. But we also will be looking at, is there a way that we can create secondary egresses in some of those communities so we can have an alternate way to get folks out in the event of a disaster like a wildfire? So we're really excited about some of those grants. We do a lot of grant seeking and grant writing, and we hope to bring some of the funding that will definitely direct directly benefit individual property owners here in the county.
Yeah, busy times. You mentioned that first one, applying for $21 million for home hardening. Specifically, what would you mean by home hardening? How could that benefit?
So what's interesting is the Board of Forestry and many folks related to fire in the last couple of years have really studied the impacts of the cause of the catastrophic wildfires that we've seen in California. And one of the analysis or data that they have researched is the more we can harden our homes, meaning the roof type, lessening the combustible materials around homes, dual pane windows, vents, those types of home hardening really goes to defending the home when you have embers from a wildfire. And so this particular project would allow up to $40,000 for a private property, a homeowner, to harden their home. And it's grant funded, and we're really excited about that. It's again a pilot project through the state California Wildfire Mitigation Program, and we would be the fourth county to receive this funding.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beetz on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.